courthouse lighting, a school's decision, Dora in Millersburg, and antique festival royalty highlighted the month of September. With this look back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick. A pre-construction meeting was held for the courthouse lighting project to discuss the details on how the elements would come together, with Millersburg Electric doing the electrical work and Midstate, who restored the clock tower, handling the outdoor installation and brackets.
After the antique festival, we do our underground. We'll go inside, run our power and our data through the building. And once we get the fixture back approved and ready to order, we should be in good shape. He said it's about six to eight. He says 6 to 8, but we're going to hold them to 6. We'll get the copper coming. It takes about 2 weeks. We'll make as much of it as we can. And then we're having extra copper here, so if something changes in the field, we're not going back to the shop. We're just making here.
We appreciate communication or something. Just going beyond the timeline. Anything we can do to help. This is something pretty special for us. We've been working on this a long time.
Yes.
The West Holmes School Board announced at their meeting that they would be putting the elementary schools up for public auction.
Resolution of West Holmes over the School Boards of Education will be selling the elementary schools at public auction once they are no longer in use and are ready for sale.
I think we just mentioned that online as well. Yeah, we did have some discussions with Millersburg and also some of the interested parties in Nashville, and there was no return of information as far as interest in a timely fashion, and so that's why we're making this decision now, so that the people that are really interested in it have opportunities to get their finances together and make plans.
Dora would finally come to Millersburg with stickers being placed to mark the boundaries and these special cups and signs for the businesses in and ready. The first event to enjoy Dora would be the Holmes County Art Festival.
Stickers of the merchant stores, red is no Dora, beverages in that establishment, green is Dora, welcome, white is Dora sold here. So every store will have one of those.
The 63rd Antique Festival would crown Alexis Wagers as the 62nd Queen, and Hayes Miller would be crowned as the 36th Princess.
Each of our contestants must be between the ages of 14 and 18 and live, work, or go to high school in Holmes County. Contestants must attend the events during the 2 days of our festival and travel to the state of Ohio representing Holmes County and the Antique Festival for the next year. They must also follow the guidelines set forth by the Holmes County Antique Festival Committee.
Traveling, getting to get closer with my first attendant, Harley, and also just visiting all the different places and all of the different festivals and seeing what their communities are like.
Each contestant must be 7 to 10 years old as of September 1st. They must live in or attend school in Holmes County. Each contestant is required to wear a Victorian or antique style dress and introduce herself to the audience. Must also recite a stage presentation informing you on the Holmes County Antique Festival.
That takes a lot of hard work to be able to become a princess, and it would be really fun too. Addy, the 2024 and 2025 gave me a lot of advice.
Ruth Miller appeared in Tuscarawas County Common Pleas Court for the first time since she was charged in the death of her 4-year-old son at Atwood Lake. She was indicted on 7 charges, including 1 count of murder. Miller's attorney would enter a plea of not guilty by insanity.
That's what will be done. I will enter a plea that on your behalf of not guilty by reason of insanity. This morning, we did file a motion to deny bail.
Around the state, changes in Ohio's driver education law went into place, requiring drivers under 21 to complete a full driver's ed course. Ticket quotas for police would officially become illegal, and Ohio regulators would give data centers a new set of rules for paying for electricity, reflecting the unique demand they place on the grid. With this look back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick.